The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Today's show, the Wednesday, June 9 edition of the podcast, comes to you from a hotel room in East Rutherford, New Jersey, as I cover the 2021 New York Giants mandatory minicamp, which began on Tuesday and will end on Thursday. 3 days of important work for your New York Giants. We'll talk a lot about that today. We will also hear audio clips from Daniel Jones, Kenny Golladay, Logan Ryan, and head coach Joe Judge, all of whom were made available to the media on Tuesday. Wanted to take a minute before we get into all of that to offer condolences to the family of former Giants coach Jim Fassel and to everyone in the Giants organization who knew Fassel, head coach of the Giants from 1997 to 2003, led the Giants to a Super Bowl that they lost to the Baltimore Ravens. Also was Giants head coach after the attacks on 9/11. Very, very important time in history for everyone in the country. And Fassel's work at that time with the Giants was noteworthy. Fassel will also long be remembered for his 2000 playoff guarantee. Don't want to spend a lot of time talking about Coach Fassel. Just wanted to offer condolences to his family and the Giants organization on his passing at the age of 71. All right, Giants fans, let's talk a little bit. About mandatory minicamp. And the big story of Tuesday, unfortunately, was rookie Kadarius Toney, first round pick, not making it through the entirety of Tuesday's practice. Toney caught a pass during, I believe, a 7-on-7 drill toward the end of practice, slipped to the ground, got up, slipped again, then walked off the field, took his helmet off, was checked on by a couple members of the Giants staff, and then jogged inside with a trainer. No real word on whether anything significant happened to Toney. Don't want to set off any alarm bells, but it's been an odd start to Toney's career in the NFL with the shoe issue during rookie minicamp, with the fact that he did not participate in any of the on-field work during voluntary OTAs, which is a very, very unusual thing in this day and age for a rookie. And then with yesterday's early exit from practice, let's hope that Toney is fine. Let's hope that he's out on the field today and tomorrow, that he gets through full practices, and that these are just a couple of little hiccups at the start of his NFL career, and not an indication that that there are going to be, you know, any sort of long-term issues with Kadarius Toney. I think that kind of panic, it's way too early for that. But it still is kind of an odd start, you know, to the career of a guy that the Giants drafted 20th overall after trading down in the first round. So let's hope that things begin to look up for Toney beginning on Wednesday, when the Giants practice at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A couple of other noteworthy things. One thing that I wanted to preview for today is that Giants offensive coordinator Jason Garrett, special teams coordinator Thomas McGahee, and defensive coordinator Patrick Graham will all be available to media. First time we've had an opportunity to speak with them. So that will be it. That'll be interesting. I would assume, especially that folks will be interested in hearing from Garrett about his plans for the offense and for all of the new tools that he has at his disposal as the Giants try to improve an offense that was 31st in the league last season. Something else that was noteworthy on Tuesday was that it was really the first look that we've had, extended look that we've had, at Daniel Jones working with wide receiver Kenny Golladay, the Giants' premier free agent acquisition, guy that the Giants are depending on to have a big year and to really help Jones as he enters his third season in the NFL. Jones looked to Golladay quite a bit during the day, and I have to assume that he will continue to do that, you know, throughout minicamp, throughout training camp, as those two try to build a rapport, build camaraderie, build some timing, and really get to know each other so that they can make plays once the regular season starts. Also wanted to note that Giants coach Burton Burns, who coaches the running backs, left the field, was actually carted off due to heat exhaustion on Tuesday. Fingers crossed that Coach Burns is fine. Giants medical staff said he will be okay. Yesterday was a 90-plus degree day in East Rutherford. Wednesday is supposed to be another 90-plus degree day. So it's hot work for the Giants. It's not easy out there in the sun. Let's just hope that Coach Burns is fine and that he's out there on the field, you know, coaching running backs today and going forward. All right, Giants fans, let's do this. Let's play some of the audio from Tuesday's Zoom conferences with Giants players and with head coach Joe Judge. First up, let's hear from Daniel Jones talking about Kenny Golladay.
Just curious what your first impressions are of Kenny Golladay now that you guys have been on the field for a few practices together, and what the workouts were like when you guys got together away from the facility.
Yeah, it's been great, you know, working with Kenny so far, and you can tell he's a, you know, true pro. He knows, you know, understands offensive football. He's still, you know, obviously learning our system, but you can tell he's got a good understanding of football and where to be, kind of the timing and understanding of concepts. So he's been fun to work with. Obviously his talent and skill level, you know, you can tell as soon as you get on the field with him. So he's a good player, smart player, and I'm excited to keep working with him.
Thanks.
Paul Schwartz, New York News.
Hey, Daniel. Staying with Kennedy, with Kenny for a minute. Can you see right away, you know, when you're making some throws to him today or earlier, that his size and his length and his wingspan are going to be something you can really use? You haven't really had that in your years here. You know, anything on the field that kind of tells you right away, man, this is a big dude that I can throw the ball up to?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can tell, you know, yeah, that's pretty easy, I think, to tell just by his stature, his size, his length, and athleticism. He's a big target and you know, had a lot of success in this league, you know, going up and catching balls over guys and you know, winning those contested catches. So that's something you can tell as soon as you get on the field.
Justin Walters, pick 7.
Hey, Daniel, not to beat a dead horse, but also another Kenny Golladay question. Have either of you had any conversations about what worked well for him while out in Detroit, or even like spots on the field so you guys can have some of those jump balls and replicate or duplicate that success that he had?
I mean, I think that's, we've had those conversations. And, you know, I think, right now we're, on the field, obviously in the spring, we're just now getting to, work together and feel a lot of those things out, get a sense for, how he sees it, how I see it, how he wants a ball and where I can put it. So, yeah, I think those conversations come naturally when you're getting to know each other and working through a lot of things like we are right now.
Next up, Giants fans, let's return the favor as we hear from Golladay talking about Jones and talking also about his initial impressions of the Giants organization. The first one he has played for in the NFL other than the Detroit Lions.
What's your sense right now of what's going on around you?
I mean, as of right now, I just love the energy. You know, there's a lot of young guys, including myself, just we're out there right now with a lot of energy, and I feel like it just brings excitement to everyone. And as far as what I feel like I can do to this team, as of right now, I'm just trying to, get this playbook all the way down so then I could just play more comfortable. The coaches can, have more trust in me. DJ can have more trust in me. And just, the guys that are around me. As of right now, for me, it's just about, instilling that trust in those guys.
Thank you.
Jordan Renan, ESPN.
Hey, Kenny, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
Good. From what you've seen so far, what is it about this offense that makes you believe that your skills and what you bring to the table is going to be a good fit there?
I mean, well, today is the first day of minicamp. First time we're out there for the full 2 hours. We caught some pretty good sun today. It was hot. But as of right now, I mean, everyone's just getting better. This is a new team. It's not the same team as last year. So as of right now, this is just day one of getting better.
Justin Walters, picks 11.
Hey, Kenny, a lot of times when newcomers come along to the Giants, they just speak about what has impressed them the most with the Lombardi trophies and just the organization. With your short time here, what has really stood out to you and helped you feel more acclimated?
All the guys in the building, I pretty much, have someone new that I haven't seen, every day just coming up and, just greeting me, making sure that I'm comfortable. And I mean, that's a great start for me. You know what I'm saying? Me just being the new guy, like you said. And everyone in the building, including my teammates, making sure, I got a spot out here, telling about restaurants and just, make me feel at home.
Thanks.
Dan Duggan, The Athletic.
Hey, Kenny, what have your first impressions been of Daniel Jones and how much time have you got to spend with him outside the facility, maybe?
Me and Daniel actually hooked up a few times outside the facility. I didn't really come into any expectations, to be honest. But as of right now, I mean, that's my boy. I can't wait to just really work with him, deeper in training camp and everything, and especially when the season starts.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Next up, Giants fans, we will hear from defensive back Logan Ryan, who has taken the leadership role that he has with the Giants quite seriously, bringing all the defensive backs down to Florida to work out with him during the offseason. And also, as he told us on Tuesday, making calls to several former Giant defensive backs to find out, more history of the organization, get some tips on what works and what doesn't. And in the clip that you're about to hear, Ryan will be addressing mostly those calls that he made to former Giants players, including Ontrell Roll.
Hey, Logan, just wanted to follow up on the gathering that you had out in Florida. Is there something that you found surprisingly rewarding from having that? And then to follow up on that, is there a barometer that you and the secondary are using so you can try to be one of the best secondaries or even safety rooms in the league?
Yeah, I think just how many guys wanted to be there, how many guys want to learn. You know, I think I'm kind of the middle child, as J. Cole would say, where I'm not that old, but I don't relate with the 21-year-olds we have in the league nowadays. But the guys we got, I mean, they really want to learn. They really want to be coached. They're really asking the questions, especially X. He really wants to pick my brain and pick our brain on how to do things. And it's very different than what you hear about the modern day athlete and how they learn. So it's just how many guys really want to learn those little details and see the process of what it takes to put together 9-10 years of career. I was really inspired by how many guys, just the bonding that took place. It's going to be special. It's going to pay off. And then the barometer for me, what I always do is I look at last year's just statistics, just broad, like who was the top secondary? Like, is it the Rams? Is it so-and-so? What are some of the numbers that they put up? What's some of the franchise numbers, the best Giants secondaries? Who are those players? And I reached out personally this year. I reached out to Antrell Roll. I reached out to Jason Sehorn. I reached out to Corey Webster. And I reached out to those guys and I said, hey, I want to pick your brain. I want to be great like you. I respect what you guys have done in the past. Can you give me anything? And all those guys were so honored and willing and eager to be a part of our secondary. They were willing and eager to help out. They were thankful that I reached out and try to build that bridge between a current secondary and the former greats. And we want to be like them one day. I want to be like Roll and Sehorn. I want to lead those units. So I just asked them personally how to be a better leader and a better player and be an empty cup. And they're definitely filling it up. Antrell Roll has a lot of great tips for me to make more plays back there. And I just try to relate that and try to teach the history of the franchise to the young guys so we know what our standard is to be one of those great secondaries and to make you know, the organization and the fan base proud.
Finally, Giants fans, let's hear from head coach Joe Judge as he talks about what he hopes to accomplish during the 3-day mini camp and how beneficial these off-season spring reps are for the rookie class.
Joe, in building the offense and in trying to become a top offense in the NFL in 2021, how can you use this week, or what do you want to accomplish this week on the offensive side of the ball to know what you have going into training camp, and how can you set yourself up for the kind of season you want to have on offense?
Well, in terms of knowing what we have, we're really not going to know that, Pat, until we get into training camp. The pads are on, we're playing actual football. When we get into the preseason games, competitive practices, when we get to some of those in training camp, you know, those will definitely be vehicles for us to really evaluate our team in competition. You know, at this point right here, this is all about learning. This is about fundamentals, and this is about conditioning and football movement, get them in. Again, for offense, every opportunity they have, Pat, to get together, work on timing in the passing game, that's critical. Every opportunity our offensive line has the opportunity to work together and gain chemistry through the communication and the field being next to each other and picking up blitz concepts, different rush concepts. We're executing run blocking assignments together. Those are always things we have to learn from. You know, it's invaluable just having meeting time and being in the same room as opposed to Zoom. It's invaluable being on the field together. And not only the plays you execute correctly, but also the mistakes you make to know how that felt and how you have to correct those. All right. And then you developing chemistry with the players around you going forward. So in terms of our offense, Pat, I think we're just in the infantile stages right now. Obviously, we're just working on knowing our roster as well as we can. We have some new guys that we really have to evaluate. We have things we know about them from previous teams or college experience. And then we've got to get them on our field and really just keep working with them until we learn them inside and out. It's as much as the mental part of it, it's as much as, you know, their understanding of the game, how we can best teach them and help them. And then, look, that should all carry in to give us a good jump start in a training camp. But I don't see this as being a necessary springboard or anything. It's hard to go ahead and evaluate your team when they're not in football pads.
Justin.
Hi, Joe. Following up on that, how valuable is this period for the rookies? And what are you looking for in this mandatory period to see, I guess, how they stack up against the veterans?
Yeah, I'd say overall, compared to the OTAs that we've been in before, there's really not much of a difference. It's a little bit longer in a day. We have longer meetings, more review time on the back end. We'll be on the field a little bit longer. But in terms of the actual what they're going to be doing in practice, there's not a great deal of difference in what they've been doing for the last 2 weeks in OTAs already. The focus for us is still going to be on the football movement, you know, group teach periods. All right, get some 11-on-11 work at controlled tempo to make sure that we're at least getting the feel of all 22 on the field. You know, one thing we can work on this time of year that you don't need pads for is communication. To me, with the rookies, one of the most important things they can get right now is the communication with the vets, guys who understand our systems a little better, have a little more experience within what we're doing, you know, and getting used to being on the field and talking with it. And again, you got to remember, when these guys got here, you know, a few weeks back, they are naturally just the shy guys walking down the hallway trying to learn everyone's faces and names. So for them, it's not natural to just sit down, have a conversation, and be on the same page. So we try to bridge that gap as much as we can. This is part of the process to make sure when they're on the field, there's no hesitation in having the confidence to speak up and make the right check, put yourself in the right position to make the play, and be all 11 on the same page. You know, in terms of this time of the spring overall for the rookies, this is really invaluable. I mean, the more time you get with them right here just to help them catch up, really the goal for the rookies this time of year is just give them an opportunity when they get into training camp to be able to compete with the vets in front of them. The reality is every vet in this league has an advantage over every rookie based on maturity level, experience, or expertise. They know how to handle their body better. They've seen NFL football. They know the speed of the game. The advantage rookies and young players have is they're younger. They're generally healthier. Okay. And they recover faster with their young bodies. That's generally their, you know, advantage right now. They've got to mentally catch up. Okay. And technically catch up on the field with the fundamentals to be able to compete with our vets when we get to training camp.
Giants fans, that's our show for today. Please follow along with our mini camp coverage at Big Blue View. Check our easy to read story stream, which will have everything that we've written regarding mini camp previews, features, all of the breakdowns from anything and everything that we see throughout the 3-day mini camp. Also, please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio. Check out the shows done by Chris Flum, Joe DeLeon, and Nick Filato, and hit the subscribe button. Also, give us a review. You know, if you feel so inclined, positive, negative, the feedback is always appreciated. So please do that. Also, check out Big Blue View on Instagram at big_blue_view. Check out our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter at Big Blue View if you don't do that already. Join the community at bigblueview.com if you haven't done so, so that you can comment and discuss Giants issues with other Giants fans. All right, Giants fans, thank you very, very much for listening. Stay safe out there, take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.